welcome back to Ping. This is episode 42. That's right, and it's another big week of Microsoft News, and we'll be bringing it all to you and going over some of the highlights. But first, I wanted to say this is our final show before we take a break.
Oh, before we take a break. I thought it was last show. I was like, oh, nice.
No, you're not that lucky. Before we take a break for the holidays, for Christmas or Kwanzaa or Hanukkah or whatever it is you celebrate, just wanted to take a moment and reflect on some of your holiday traditions, Paul. Do you have favorite Christmas gifts you've gotten throughout the year?
Well, so now it's like I feel bad when I get Christmas gifts because I can afford to buy pretty much whatever I want because I really don't spend money ever.
Right.
But when someone gets me something really nice, like I kind of feel bad about it. It's like,
especially
wow.
If you're that schmuck who didn't get them something nice in return.
Well, see, that's why you always just buy like 15 gifts and have them prepackaged. It's all the same thing. And you're like, oh, you shouldn't have. And then here's generic gift.
How did I know
five.
That you're going to celebrate the holidays with such heart and compassion and just warmth?
Well, I always.
It's a business deal for you.
So, no, I really don't care so much about that. But what I do is I actually buy all year long my parents and my sister's cell phones and cell phone bills.
Oh, that's
so
good.
So it's like I prepay annually all the Christmas stuff. And I have a subscription to Amazon Prime, so if I need to do any last-minute shopping, I get free two-day shipping anywhere in the U.S.
Wow, Paul. How festive of you.
I know. And they pre-wrap it and everything. It's great.
I think he's brilliant.
All right, let's start the show.
Hey, is Microsoft cool again?
Well, since I got here about 4 years ago, we've been cool consistently.
Really?
Yeah.
Just consistent amount of cool?
You actually detract from the cool factor.
Really?
Though, so they might offset each other.
It seems like...
So I don't know.
Once I started on this show, Microsoft's cool factor kind of just went through the roof.
You know what's gone higher is my frustration factor.
Really?
Up the roof. Aggravation.
I thought that was Max, because every episode you were just like, this is going to be the last one.
Yeah, it's the two of you. Seriously. Is Microsoft cool, Paul?
Yeah, okay. So, officially, Microsoft is the most buzzworthy brand of 2009,
according to a
Zeta Interactive study. They have this this technology that'll scan through 100 million blogs throughout the blogosphere and pull out different brand names and mentions of products and services. And Microsoft was actually the number one most buzzworthy brand, and it was good buzz.
Right, it differentiates between positive chatter and negative chatter.
Yep.
It should track tweets. It really should track
tweets. I wouldn't be surprised if it does, actually.
Because tweet is so relevant.
Yeah, so it says that Microsoft had an 83% positive tone, 17% negative tone.
Yeah, much better from last year, where I think we were second under Google, and we sort of switched those things. Oh, so, you know, like we said last week, we had a big year this year.
Yeah,
a lot
big.
Of positive, buzzworthy items coming out. You know, I'm sure Windows 7 pushed us up and over and through the
Windows
roof.
Windows 7 was huge.
Like Natal.
And people like Bing.
Yeah. People do.
It's a good year.
People.
It's a good year to be on the Microsoft side of things.
And just so you know, so Microsoft was number one, Google number two, Amazon three, Apple four, and Target.
Yeah, Target.
Really?
Target.
Who has anything bad to say about Target, and who really has that much to say?
Well, I would say 22% of people.
22%. Do you remember Target in the news this year?
Yeah. So I actually did a Target case study back in business school, and they have a lot of cool things going for them. And if they followed my recommendations,
you know,
I'm not surprised.
I agree.
At all,
actually, my cousin is one of their marketing managers, and he tells me about the things that they've going on. But trust me, I would never sit down and write nor read an article about it. But I don't write and read either way.
So you don't buy like the Isaac Mizrahi collection at Target?
I do. I just don't blog about it.
Oh, maybe we should start.
And it's Targetto.
Oh.
Next. All right, Paul, I found an article about Windows 7 releasing their open source Windows 7 tool, and there was some sort of confusion for me because it was released, and then they pulled it away, and now it's back out there.
Yep.
So I thought you could shed some light on this subject.
So this is from our buddy Emil over at Ars Technica.
Thank you, Emil.
Emil Portolinski, friend of the show. This is like old Colbert Report style. I want to be just like him. So this tool was a tool that would allow people to download ISO images and burn them to DVDs or actually put them on bootable USB keys.
Bootable?
Yeah. You can plug USB keys and now boot and install Windows. It's amazing. Works really fast. But this tool that Microsoft had released apparently had used open source source code.
Right.
And it was violating the GPL license because we didn't release the tool as open source and release the source code underneath it. So Microsoft pulled the tool,
We were trying to do a good thing.
Yep.
But somehow the law came in, as they always do, wiped away all the fun.
Yep. Well, not quite. So Microsoft pulled the compiled tool off its site, and then it actually posted all the source code on our open source site called CodePlex.
Yes.
So now we have all the source code available, you know, fully under the GPL license. It's not quite as easy as it was before because we had bundled other Microsoft technologies with the solution. Now we kind of have the tool in one spot and some other prereqs in other spots.
Gotcha.
But everyone can go download the source code now, so people can still, you know, do what they could do before, and now
great.
People can mess
and
with
it's
the tool.
It's up now on CodePlex.
Yep.
So there you go.
Good stuff.
All right, now on a little bit more serious note, Microsoft has teamed up with the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children, or the NCMEC, the Dartmouth College in Hanover to sort of put out this technology called PhotoDNA, which is essentially what it does is when you pass along pictures on the internet, every time you sort of resend it off, it changes just a little bit.
Right.
It loses a little bit of its integrity. So they're hard to trace. You know, they're hard to find exactly where these photos live. So Microsoft has developed this technology where essentially they take the original photo, change it to black and white,
right.
Resize it.
Yeah, the whole solution here is that there are a lot of bad images out there for exploited children and child
right.
pornography, and it's very difficult to catch people in the act of having these things because there are just so many billions of images out there.
Mm-hmm.
So what Microsoft Research has done is they've taken a lot of technologies that are owned by Microsoft and partnered with different researchers at colleges to come up with this thing called PhotoDNA that will try and do a fingerprint of different photos of known risque and bad photos out there from a database of hundreds of thousands of photos. They'll fingerprint all the photos, and then they'll search through all the images they can find on the web and identify whether or not there's a match. Now, it's really cool how this thing works because it'll take one of the known bad photos and chop it up into little itty-bitty squares.
Right.
And also, essentially, it takes all the color away from it, too. So it's just a black and white. And then it does some type of saturation so it can get little squares from every single photo and identify those same squares in modified photos. So if someone crops it, resizes it, manipulates
doesn't matter,
it in
it'll
some
still
way.
Be able to recognize.
Yeah, it still has a
and
very high percentage.
I think I read that
it's
having an 82% accuracy level.
98%.
98.
Yeah,
even
and
better.
And there's only, it said like 1 in a billion photos are marked as false positives.
That's great.
So it's amazing technology and should really help out the different agencies out there that are trying to catch these predators.
Absolutely. So, good team.
Yep. PhotoDNA. All right, so some recent analyst has taken a look at the gaming market by the revenue share for the games that are purchased for each of the different consoles, and it looks like the Xbox 360 is shaping up pretty good for 2009.
Yeah, I mean, to me, that's no surprise.
Oh, not a surprise at all, considering we have the highest unit share for HD consoles, which is, you know, far higher than the PS3. We also have the largest paid subscriber network with the Xbox Live and Xbox Live Gold.
Absolutely.
And we just have a ton of people that want to buy games to play with their friends online. And the whole fad behind the Wii is really starting to slow down. Like, people there originally like, oh, this is kind of cool. But as Microsoft had originally anticipated, it kind of went down in the fad department.
Yeah, I mean, I saw that coming. You can play Wii Sports for how long? You know,
yeah, before you get like virtual tennis elbow.
Not even. It's just like the thrill of it is a little bit over, and it's a novelty to me, similar to the iToy.
Yep, it's still selling well, just not gangbusters like it was before.
Right,
so
right.
Either it's hit like the market penetration that it can possibly get, or people are like, I kind of want some higher quality content with HD.
Right, and of course Xbox 360 is still coming out with killer games. You know, we just released ODST, Halo ODST, and obviously 2010, we've got Natal, which is going to, sure go through the roof. So there we go.
Combine all that good stuff. So anyway, Xbox 360 went from 28% of software sales last year to 37% this year. So massive increase, and it just goes to show that the Microsoft platform is going strong.
I think gaming in general, there have been a lot of reports saying that the gaming industry is, you know, suffering and going away and, you know, just going to go down the tubes, and obviously it's alive and thriving. And
You know what would help out? If we put the Konami code into more games. Are you ready to eat those words yet?
It's the Contra code.
Oh my gosh.
Next. All right, we are just about done. We've had all that we can take for this week. But before we go, like we said, we are taking a little break. And when we come back, we're going to have some CES coverage and a lot of good stuff. But Mix is coming up. Mix conference is the big conference that my team here at Microsoft hold, that in addition to PVC.
For like web designers and developers, right?
Dev-elopers.
Yeah, it's hard to get that one out.
Yes,
designers and developers.
For dev-elopers and dev-iners.
On March 15th through 17th.
And one of the things leading up to that, if you guys are interested in attending the Mix conference, is there's a contest called the 10K Smart Coding Challenge.
Yep.
And the winner, the grand prize winner, gets an all-expense-paid trip to Vegas to attend Mix, which I can testify is really fun conference. It's a very cool stuff.
3-day stay in Mandalay Bay Resort.
Yes. Which has the wave pool and the Lazy Susan River, which is good
times. And you get $1,000 in the Visa gift cards.
Who doesn't want that and go like that in Vegas? But tell them what they have to do, Paul.
All right, so what you have to do is you can go to this URL here, which is going to be mix10k.visitmix.com. And you can find out all the details. So essentially, you have to develop something that uses Silverlight, Gestalt, or HTML5. And it can be run in 3 of the standards compliant browsers, so like Internet Explorer, Firefox, Chrome, whatever you want. But it has to run in 3 of those. And your submission needs to be a total of 10 kilobytes.
No, not exactly, but it can't be
less.
Bigger. Or less.
Yep.
Exactly.
So you have to submit a zipped file, and the unzipped contents has to be less than 10K. And
right.
There's actually some cool stuff that's already out there.
Yeah, but this is, I think, the 3rd year that this contest has been going.
Yep, second or third year.
So start designing now and get your entries in there, and maybe we'll see you at Mix. All right.
All right.
That's a wrap. Oh. I thought our Niners.